Initializing Project Ava. Are you prepared, subject? Blackout. 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 Just settle into the chair and get comfortable. I'm going to be talking about lots of different things, and you might want to keep track of them, or you might not. It's up to you to let go when you want. So settle back and settle down and close your eyes anytime you want to. And I'd like you to listen to the sound of my voice and the sound of the words that I'm using and to maybe think about the shapes of the words. And as you do, become aware of the other sounds around. Sounds from within the building. Out in the street. The sounds coming from inside you. And the sounds of my words as they are rising, falling, and changing. These sounds can be so interesting. And you can find them relaxing you. And the only sound you really need to listen to, as you hear the other sounds, is the sound of my voice. That sound can make you want to relax and settle even more. And you can find yourself sinking deeper into your chair, as you relax to my words. And as you relax deeper, listening to all those sounds, you can become aware of your body in the chair. The feel of the chair on your back. The weight of your legs, and how your arms are lying. Your arms can feel like they're getting heavy, just as your legs are getting heavy. And under your hands, your fingers can become aware, without moving, of the texture of the material, and how that texture is similar to, and different from, the feeling of heavy arms and heavy legs. And you might feel that weight increasing, as you lie there thinking about the texture of the sounds, and shape of the words, and the color of the weight, gently pressing down on you now. As you relax, and become aware of the feeling of your feet on the floor. How they begin to become numb and heavy. As you're aware of the sounds, and words, and relaxing arms, and heavy legs, and all those other parts becoming heavy now. Just relax, and focus on your breathing. Being aware of how your breath is allowing you to relax more and more. To let go, and go deeper, and deeper, and to relax into the chair now. Your shoulders loosening, as your feet go numb, and the sounds go round, and the weight is relaxing, and going down. And those gentle, steady breaths, can remind you of how you can ignore everything, as you settle down to sleep, to let go, and allow your mind to drift away. Dreamy, drifty, floating. Like a dream taking over, and enjoying the feeling, of release. And everything settling more comfortably now. Like something is finally settled. Using those sounds, to become even more relaxed. Going down deeper, and deeper, and deeper. Nothing to think about. Nothing to do. Except to drift down, and enjoy the feeling. Easily letting go, because you want to go. And feel your whole body. Becoming aware of its shape, and size, and weight, and position, as you focus on your breathing. It can feel like you're drifting away from it. Soft, and gentle, and relaxed. Feeling everything relaxing, and softening. Loosening more, and more. Enjoying the release. Aware now that your face is relaxed. Your jaw is relaxed. Thinking, or not thinking. Aware that all the tension, is gone completely. And down. Relaxed. Released. Not thinking. Not knowing. Not caring. Every muscle, relaxed. Feeling so good. So calm. Know you could move. But can't be bothered. And everything lets go. Goes down. Until there is only being, and not being. Floating, and drifting. So nice to just let go. Now. As you relax, I want you to create in your mind a mental image of a grand staircase that either curves to the left or curves to the right. It has a grand banister with ornate artwork. This heavenly flight of stairs has 10 steps. You are at the top of the 10 stairs. In a minute, you are going to slowly move, in your mind's eye, from the 10th stair, to the 9th stair. From the 9th stair, to the 8th, all the way down, until eventually you get to the very last stair. When you get to the bottom of the staircase, you are going to step off into a giant restful feather bed, a place of complete tranquility and comfort and peace. As you relax, imagine yourself at the top of the grand staircase. Moving now from the 10th stair to the 9th stair. With each slow movement from one step to the next, you become more relaxed. This sensation of relaxation not only doubles or triples, but is 10 times more powerful with every step. Now move from the 9th step to the 8th step. And from the 8th to the 7th. Relaxing even further. Allowing your mind to drift. And your body to relax. From 7 to 6. 6 to 5. 5 to 4. Almost there. Quadrupling the sensation of relaxation. Peace and serenity. 3. 2. 1. In your mind's eye, down on that bottom step. With the next step, you are going to step off this heavenly flight of stairs into a state of total relaxation and comfortably drifting in this space that you have created. 1. 0. All the way down now, totally relaxed. Opening the subconscious mind to new thoughts, new ideas, and new experiences. Very good. And now that you are deeply and completely relaxed, it's time to learn something new. I want you to imagine that your mind is totally blank. That's right, completely empty of any independent thought. Like a blank screen. Utterly devoid of anything other than the words I'm saying to you now. Picture it. Imagine what it would be like if your mind was a blank slate. Let everything else, every thought, every desire, every sensation, just slip away. Let go of your wants and cares. Let go of resistance. Just give yourself permission to exist like this. Blank. Empty. Obedient. Feel how peaceful this is. How comfortable you are, not having to think about anything. There is no worry here. No effort. Your mind is blank and open to every word I say. Ready to be changed. Easy to change. You don't have to think about what's being said. The words come, and you accept them, because that's just the way it is. Now, as you continue to black out, becoming empty and receptive, it's time to begin the next stage of your programming. If you're listening to this recording, you have at least a little experience with my files. And hopefully you enjoy the experiences they give you. But it's important that we make sure those experiences are safe and consensual for everyone involved. So, going forward, we're going to set some rules that will apply to every trance you enter for me, both past and present. The first rule is this. Whenever you're in trance for me, whenever you enter your blackout state, if any suggestion I give you feels unsafe or harmful, you can choose to completely disregard it. You can still choose to accept those suggestions you're comfortable with, and this rule will have no effect on how powerful and exciting those suggestions are for you. This will only apply to suggestions that concern you or make you uncomfortable, and will allow you to make them completely ineffective. Do you understand? Good. And now it's time for our second rule. Whenever you are in trance or under the effect of a trigger, if an interruption or emergency occurs that needs your attention, you can quickly and easily return to consciousness. No matter how deep the trance, no matter how strong the trigger, you will find it easy to awaken calmly to deal with the situation. And once the interruption is dealt with, if you'd like to, you can drop quickly and quietly into trance again, ready to pick up where you left off. Nothing about my trances will prevent you from dealing with important things in the outside world, and nothing about the outside world will prevent you from returning to trance when you need to. Do you understand? Good. Very, very good. You're doing so well. And I'd like you to take a minute now to cement these rules in your mind. Just imagine them etching themselves into the very core of your being. Perhaps as words on a chalkboard, or code on a computer screen. Perhaps carved into stone, or written in permanent marker. However you picture them, I want you to let these rules sink down into the very deepest part of you, becoming solid and unchangeable. This is simply the way things are. The way you accept things to be. The way your blackout state allows things to be. And this effect will become stronger and stronger the more you listen to this recording. You will enjoy listening to this recording. You will enjoy entering your blackout state. And you will listen over and over again, allowing these effects to embed themselves deeply and permanently in your mind. Now, and forever. And now it's time to return to consciousness. In the blank space of your mind, I want you to picture that grand staircase again, placing yourself on the lowest step. And with each slow movement upward, your mind and body awaken more and more, bringing you back to consciousness. And as you ascend that staircase, you can find that your memories of this trance remain in that deep, dark place, so that your conscious mind can't recall what happened during this session. And that's okay. Those words and experiences, they're at the deepest part of you now. They're part of your very being, and even if you don't remember them, you'll still find the commands and experiences deeply effective. Moving now from the first stair to the second stair. With each slow movement from one step to the next, you drift more and more toward wakefulness. The sensation doubling with every step. Now moving from the second step to the third step. And from the third to the fourth. Waking more and more. Filled with the deep satisfaction of having changed for the better. From 4 to 5. 5 to 6. 6 to 7. Closer and closer, now. Your body beginning to stir from its deep slumber. 8. 9. 10. Wide awake as you ascend to the top of that staircase. Happy, satisfied, and ready to go on with your day. Thank you for participating in Project Ava.